Because he does a little rewrite there and then and there and then too. What are you going to do to combat this guy, Marcion? He's on Nightline. And Koppel says, is that the only New Testament?
Yep,
that's it. Now, we better call a cotton-picking council in a hurry and come up with a Bible to counteract. Now, as I said, the good of it is Paul had not gotten much attention. Very little attention was being given to Paul's apostles throughout the major patriarchates of the church. Ignatius' letters and Clement from Rome and some others were getting more attention than Paul. And you come up with a Bible that's all do this and don't do that. You come up with a Bible that's all law, just a regurgitated New Testament saying what the Old Testament said, you've done nothing to counteract the good news part contained in Paul's epistles and the beautiful picture of Christ that is encompassed in Luke's gospel. At least Marcion forced the whole church in combating Marcion to give Paul his rightful place in the canon they put together. So they call the leaders of the church, or they take their own initiative, Tertullian, Irenaeus, and Polycarp and others, to denounce Marcion. And it was the reaction to Marcion more than any other single fact that forced the canonization of Scripture. Now, in the canonization of Scripture, they didn't create Scripture, but they did in a larger way what Marcion had done in a specialized way. They assembled the works of Scripture that were in use in all of the churches. And in so doing, they put together a collegiate hodgepodge, and the fundamental criteria of canonization was, did an apostle write it? No matter whether he was right or not, did an apostle write it? The best counteraction to Marcion's claim, where his whole Bible is based on Paul and Paul's associate Luke, is to go behind Paul and assemble other apostles. And powerful in the assemblage is the work of Matthew, the most quoted gospel, more so than Luke, that was circulating in all the major C's, S-E-E-S, patriarchates and church areas at that time. So other gospels had to be assembled. Origen played a part, saying there are four winds of the earth, so there should be four gospels. Now, the canonization has a historic basis, a historic motive, and a historic criteria of assemblage. It doesn't make every jot and tittle the inerrant word of God. Am I boring you?
No,
sir. Let's see if you're learning anything. If you're learning anything, go on telephone and call me. If you want me to continue on this subject of early church history, you get on the phone and tell me. Otherwise, I'll do something else.